Welcome to the Coffee with Curls podcast, a place to have an honest conversation about everyday life while investing the knowledge into our higher selves. Make sure you sip on something good while getting an eargasm full of real. Stay tuned to a brand new episode. Hey, gorgeous people. I am back. It is your host, Mimi, with the Coffee with Curls podcast. Welcome back. Happy hump day. Happy season 5. I am excited to be on here once again, cracking this mic and having this conversation, this audio journal, this flow that you guys hear the new intro. I wanted to, you know, switch it up a little bit, un poquito, give it a little flavor of sorts, you know, just add something a little different. I wanted to set the tone of the season, set the tone of the podcast, and just, you know, do a little something, something. As they say, you know, I am so happy to be back with you guys. You have no idea. Took the necessary break, right? Because I am pro break, as I always mentioned this in the past. And this is what I advocate, that when it's necessary, do it, you know. But I'm glad. I am happy to be back and going to Virgo season, baby. And my birthday is coming up, just putting it out there, September 18th. Your girl's having a birthday. It's on a Saturday. Oh my God. Can't believe I'm going to be turning 41. And I see aging as a blessing. I'm not one of those people that like, oh my God, I'm getting older. I am about, listen, I'm fortunate to be around. I am blessed to be breathing. I am so grateful for those things because life is not promised, right? And so I honestly, the whole aging process for me is a blessing. It really is. So I embrace it, you know, and I may do a photo shoot. I haven't decided yet. I did one last year and I loved it. It was just so much fun. I'm considering doing it again. If I don't, then I may do one in a couple of months and just waiting to see. I just have a few things in the works that I'm working on personally and just trying to see how I'm going to fit that in if I decide to do it. But I'm going to still enjoy my day because it falls on a Saturday. I probably mentioned this to you guys before. Luckily I don't work weekends, but if my birthday falls on a weekday, I do not work. That's just my rule. I started doing that many years ago. Why not enjoy your day and do what you want to do, whatever it is. If you want to be at home scratching your cheeks, you do that. If you want to go to a spa day, that's what I usually do on my day, and get a massage, a facial, you know, pedicure, nails, all that goodness. That's what I personally do. I tend to have a good breakfast because that's what I want. Go to a restaurant, have a good meal, go to a spa day, and just chillax and get a good book because that's how I love to celebrate me. And so because it falls on a Saturday, let me tell you, I took Friday and Monday off. I'm not playing. You're not messing my weekend vibe. And that's what PTO is for. And I hope you guys have been using your PTO because we need to, right? Let's do that. Let's embrace PTO and do whatever you want with your time off. So that's what your girl's going to be doing for her birthday. And you know what? If you want to send me a little Cash App, I will accept it. And it's, you know, the $ coffee with curls, you know, birthday coffee or whatever. But yeah, your girl's definitely just going to take the time to be present, appreciate life. There's a couple of festivals that will be going on during that weekend. I'm not sure if I'm going to go yet. I think this Saturday there's like a jerk festival out here in Houston. I don't know yet. We'll see. I may not go. You know what I'm saying? But your girl's going to be out here, you know. But careful, right? Because we're still in a pandemic. And so still going to find ways to enjoy time with people that I love and have a good time and stuff like that. So as I've been off, I've been working on some many different things. Of course, I've been definitely putting in a list of guests that I want to have on the show. I cannot wait to manifest it because I've been writing it out. I've been setting out interviews to have this season. I want to do something a little different. So hear me out. I want to do more of a little educational type of podcasting this season. And listen, I think you can learn from all the guests that I have. I had some amazing guests on here, but I want to go into finances, learning things that maybe you have never thought of. And because I am a student of life, it's important to me to also bring that element to this podcast, right? I want to make sure that something I know for sure is knowledge is power, right? Of course, applying it's even more powerful. But when you know better, you do better, right? And put the knowledge out there, right? There's so much stuff that we can learn or have questions about. I know I definitely do. So I want to start presenting that on here and really start showing that knowledge, education, and just get different type of guests to learn about all kinds of things. I won't say exactly, because I have a personal list, like I mentioned before, but I'm excited about that. The guest I'm gonna have on this season is definitely intentional. All my guests have been intentional, but season five, the number five to me represents so many things. It's actually my favorite number. I don't think I've ever told you guys that. I'm not sure if I have, but five is definitely one of my favorite numbers. And so I feel like I need to put that in here, and just do a little something different. Different is good, evolve and change, and just see what we can learn. Let's all be students of life, because that's where I'm at right now in this space that I kind of really been really in a journey of just self-discovery and just pushing for my best. I'm shifting in a way that the time that I took off was so necessary, and it's allowed me to really dig deeper into things that I either have suppressed, right? And so I'm pushing more of that artsy side of me and just really going for things that in the past I had let fear play a role in my life. And so I'm no longer going to operate from the fear space anymore. And even though there will be fear in some things, I'm going to push along. And that's something that I've been working through on my time off. It's been so necessary. It's felt so empowering. You'd be surprised how much your self-esteem gets so much stronger when you take a chance on yourself and you really go for the things that you let fear stop you, right? Fear can be very paralyzing. And something that came up through a conversation that I have with my therapist, right? Because listen, therapy for me is super important, as I've always mentioned this, is if you're scared of doing something, and this is how she countered, which I think was just such a great way to counter, what is the evidence that you have that you won't succeed? And when she started asking me those kind of questions, I started to dig deeper and really understand, like, where do I have the evidence that I'm not going to be able to do this? Or I'm just putting this, I'm making this stuff up before I even give myself a chance. And so when I started working on that shadow work and really just realizing what I was doing, which was part of self-sabotage, which is that's a whole different podcast story, which we can get into in the future. I had to really dig deep and be like, where does that come from? That roots from somewhere. So when I started working on that, I was like, you know what? I have no evidence that I won't succeed. Something that I feel people don't speak about is, what about if you do make it? The success stories, right? Because we get so stuck on failure that we don't even go into the conversation of success. And people don't talk about how they're scared of succeeding. Sometimes we are so accustomed or comfortable, right? This is some real shit. and being stuck in failure. Because it's easy, we know what to expect, but the success piece of it, we don't know. Well, what the hell? What about if you do succeed? Whatever it is that you're trying to do, right? That can be a fear for people that's not really spoken about enough. So I am beyond in this place of just operating from fear. It's not doing anything. So I'm gonna operate of giving Mimi a chance. I deserve it. We all deserve to take chances on ourselves. If we don't do it, nobody's gonna do it for us. So I hope that's encouraging because for me, I'm gonna stay encouraged, you know. Another piece is like motivation, right? That's tricky, right? Because everybody's, oh, motivation, you need to be motivated, but what is motivation? Motivation to me is almost like you have to work on that. Motivation doesn't last. So this is where the discipline kicks in when motivation is gone. So give yourself that. Encourage it, right? So welcome to the season. Let's learn together. Let's interact and let me know through the process of when I have guests on here, right? Let me know what you learned. Are there guests that you would like for me to interview? I would love to know that because that would be dope, right? And I'll be interested to know. So stay tuned. Good things are coming. And I appreciate you for tuning in and listening and being, you know, a listener because you could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. Until the next one, have a good one, people. This week's affirmation is I am open to be present. I want to give a special shout out to Don God Beats for providing the music to my new intro. You are so dope. And everyone, you make sure you go and you show them some love. Hey, gorgeous people, one last thing. You can find the podcast on the following platforms: Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You can listen to the podcast really on any platform that you prefer to listen to this episode or any of my episodes. And one last thing, leave us a review on iTunes. That's the way they can find us. The more the reviews are on there, the more the podcast gets to be seen. As always, I appreciate you guys. And until the next one, have a good one.